President Bush began the day in Wisconsin, where he criticized Senator John Kerry on the issue of gasoline taxes. But it was the administration's reversal on the 9/11 Commission testimony that was the news of the day. NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from Appleton, Wisconsin. And Don, we just heard from Pam Fessler that this initial announcement came through the letter from the White House counsel. Then the president came out late in the day and spoke from the briefing room. Why the need for the president to appear on this right now?
It's become such a hot issue. It's gotten so much attention that really goes to the core of an issue critical to the perception of this administration. That the president, I think, had to step up to the mic and formally make the announcement himself. He did not, though, take any questions. He left the podium ignoring reporters' shouts.
You mentioned perception of the president on this issue. What are polls showing about how, if at all, this issue is affecting voters?
Well, it's something that is interesting. The president's polls have been strong in the area of that general question, the war on terror, but there has been erosion over the past year and a half. The latest Gallup poll puts him at 58%, still a solid number, but it's at its lowest point since 9/11. Also, It's the kind of thing that the White House has been seeing in its own polling. That Gallup poll out today shows that 53% think the president has misled the public for political reasons. Additionally, 53%, same number, think the president is hiding something regarding how the administration handled intelligence prior to 9/11. And this is significant, too. When people are asked if they believe President Bush or Richard Clark regarding how the administration handled terrorist threats in the months before 9/11, the president wins that comparison, but really just barely. It's 46% to 44%, 44% for Clark, and the difference is within the margin of error.
We heard earlier today from two of the 9/11 Commission members, the chairman, Tom Kaine, and the vice chairman, Lee Hamilton, who talked about trying to take partisan politics out of the mix here. More easily said than done, I suppose.
Absolutely. Kaine and Hamilton are two politicians, each with long, distinguished careers. They've been held up over the years as the kind of individuals who are above politics. And each has actually been criticized for that trait during their long careers. Nevertheless, we are seeing politics creep into this. It absolutely seems that it's politics or fear of political repercussions that has forced the White House to now agree to let Dr. Rice publicly testify before the commissions. We also saw the questioning of Richard Clark last week when he was testifying take on a real political tone. Republicans on the commission were more critical of him. Democrats were not. But ultimately, this is a commission dealing with an issue that partisans on both sides have different views on, and it's an issue that's being talked about as part of a heated, close, tough presidential battle. So it's hard to see how to avoid politics being part of it, even when the stated goal of the commission is to go about its important task in a nonpartisan way.
And with a report scheduled to come out right in the middle of the campaign season.
Exactly.
NPR's Don Gagne. Don, thanks very much.
You're welcome.